Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Leo, you little fallout boy. Crisis of faith much? Well, this is an ecosystem you have created within your own head. You don't have to feel like this. Get your head back on by doing something to get you right. Maybe a video game. But, oh no, you don't game. Well, I don't know, maybe a game on your phone? Is Candy Crush still a thing? Oh, sorry to bring it up. Midweek is the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your 10th house of career, reputation, responsibility, and social standing. Uranus has been here since 2019 and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way. And by the end, you can expect a change in your professional life. Conflict with authority figures is also possible during this time. If you are being repressed, then this transit is a time where you can make the changes that will liberate you of this influence. But it is important to keep in mind that rash actions may result in further oppressive forces. This is a great transit for trailblazing and striking out on your own. Mars, the planet of energy, is here Tuesday-Wednesday to add fuel to the fire. It's possible sudden progress is made toward the end goal of this Uranus mission. If you try too hard to hold on to old routines and responsibilities, you may be blindsided by this two-day transit. You know how they say if you fall down a hill, it's best to just keep rolling? Okay, nobody has ever said that. But the reality is, the gravity doesn't give you a choice. Whatever happens, you know it will ultimately get you to where you're going. End of the week is a time of critical communication with those around you. But heck, it's Aquarius season. Come together with your people and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period and are important to overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses and don't spit on each other, for God's sake. We can't afford any more loss right now. Alrighty, Leo, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll be seeing you next week.